Elvis Podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
So when you're talking about your let's say club career or also your journeys to other countries, you mentioned that you're really starting playing in Hungary, then get the first contract in Hungary, then for a short period of time going to Germany, playing in Germany or in Berlin, then in Italy, and now going back to Hungary. What would you say are the biggest differences between these water polo countries or between their leagues in the countries? In the Hungarian league, Italian, Germany, so there's three leagues.
Okay, I will start with Germany then. And these are my experiences without any offense. In Germany, I experienced that in the higher level, what I have participated in right now, or back then when I was playing there, I saw that Hannover and Spandau were the two teams which were way above the others. And I could say, and also the history is saying that also that these were the clubs in the past years who had the chance to participate also in the international cups, in the Champions League or in the Euro Cup, and had sometimes even good results in these cups. All the other clubs are, and I said no offense, without any offense, are more amateur than them, and they don't they don't see themselves on that level to be possible to reach that level what Hannover and Spandau has. Of course, because of this, the German championship was everybody knew, I think, at the beginning that the final will be between Hannover and Spandau, as were in the past years. Maybe if I need to highlight another team, it was Potsdam, because there I saw that they had the mindset that they want to rely on the young ones, and they want to give the opportunity to them to play in the German championships, and I think that's the way, what you said, to rebuild the shine of Germany, what they had, what you had in the past, and to maybe reach that level in some years, to give more space and give more opportunity to the young ones. And as I said, what I saw, what I experienced, because we played against them, of course. And even we lost, I think, at that year one game against OSC Potsdam. So they are on a good way, I think, in getting back those results and giving the chance to the German water polo. These were my experiences from Germany. And from Italy, in my opinion, of course, I didn't play in other leagues, in the Serbian league, in the Montenegrin league, league in the Greek league or the other Spanish league, for example. But I could say that the Italian league were to me really close to the Hungarian league. So it was difficult. It was tough to play against the even with the last or close to the last place teams. And of course, it's a way, for example, what just one thing what I would say it's a big difference. Just the difference between the countries, Hungary's size and the Italy as the country's size. In Hungary, even though we play, I don't know, somewhere else close to the border in Pécs or in Miskolc or in Debrecen, the furthest team I think from Budapest is Debrecen, I would say right now, which is a 2.5, maybe maximum 3 hours trip.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in Italy, the distances were way bigger. Just to say, for example, from Trieste to Ortigia, it's in Sicily, so completely the other side of the of the country, and that's why most of the time when we were playing the away game, we were traveling there one day before. So we had the opportunity at least to have one training there, and we didn't need to you know travel on the same day and play at that night after I don't know several hours of traveling, and for me that was a big surprise in a good way. I really liked that because for me. It was an experience that, you know, they take themselves seriously enough that even though it's water polo, which is not so, let's say, popular in Italy, not as I heard, it's not within the I don't know the 10 most popular sports in Italy, and they still. We're paying attention to the players to not travel I don't know during the whole day and then have 1 hour rest and then play on the same day, but we had the chance to go there before and have more time to rest.
Yeah, so we just absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, so to travel the whole day or most of the day and in the evening play an important match maybe at 7 p.m. Somewhere on the other side of the country. Yeah, so it's
yes.
It's a good surprise then. Yeah,
exactly.
Positive. Yeah, so when you say okay, you played, we talked about already that you played 1 year in Germany in Berlin. Are there any connections still? Do you have any connections to some players from this time?
Yeah.
Are there any exchange of information on WhatsApp or whatever?
Yes, yes. Of course, there are. On that year, I didn't count exactly, but at least we had the players and, of course, the coach from at least five different nations. So it was a really international team back then, and I have many of them the connection through WhatsApp. What you said, we speak. I don't know, with one of them every month, with the other one every week once. but even there is some player who I talk with, I don't know, in every 6 months, or there has been a year and we didn't talk. But I know for a fact that if I would write them, they will still respond and we would have the same connection what we had back then. And of course I will mention my my fellow teammate, who is also Hungarian, Baksa László, who is still there and was there for 10 years maybe, or he's been there for more than 10 years. He was also a big help for me because it was my first year abroad, and to have him, let's say, behind me as a help, I could rely in many things with him. And of course, with him, I have still the connection, and we are talking. And when he comes back to Hungary, we meet also in person. So yes, I still have the connections.
Yeah. So when somebody's living in so many cities, also international cities, like in Italy, Trieste, Berlin, Hungary, Budapest, are there any, let's say, from a lifestyle point of view, big differences between these kind of cities where you lived in so far?
Yes, of course. Just to mention the first thing what came to my mind, you know, as you said, we are talking about three different countries. So the people in these three different countries are different.
For sure.
yes, that's the first thing what came up. Also the weather, let's say, like this, where these cities are, it's also a big difference for me. The size of the city. You know, I was born and I spent my almost my whole life in the capital of Hungary, so it's a big city. But when I've been in Berlin, it was like another level. The distance between the places in the city were insane. I was lucky enough that I had a car, and that's why I would say I could easily reach the points where I wanted to go to eat out or to visit some sites. But even like with the car, it took a lot of time to go from one point to the other within the city. And after this experience, I went to Trieste, which is a really small city. And in Trieste, I was I had a motorcycle and I was using that, and with the motorcycle from one part of the city to the other, I could go in 10 minutes. So it was like a big change compared to Berlin. I'm not saying that, I don't know, Budapest is better than Berlin or Trieste is better than Budapest or some things. These are and were my experiences, and I loved every second and every part of it when I was in Berlin, when I was in Trieste, and when I am right now back in Budapest. So it was added to my experiences, and I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to experience these things.
Yeah, so even by car, it's not so easy in Berlin. Yeah, so with all the traffic and traffic jams, and maybe then motorbike would be then the better opportunity. Yeah.
Yes, but the weather there in Berlin, it's not so. Comfortable, yep. to go with motorcycle. Yes.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, so it was not on my mind, the weather in Berlin. Yes. Yeah, so it's absolutely correct. So in this case, the car would be then, at least for the Berlin weather, then the best way. Yes. We already talked about some advices from other coaches or other players for you or in your direction. So we have, for sure, based on the experience from the feedback for the podcast, also so many young athletes listen to the podcast, or parents of players listen to the podcast. Are there any let's use the word advice again, or tips from you. So it's not so strictly. So tips from you for young athletes, which has to be in their mind at the very beginning of the career, or also over the time of the career, then to reach the personal goals.
I know we are talking about water polo right now, but what I want to say, it's not strictly to the water polo, but I would, right now, as I have the chance, I would give an advice to the whole, to live the life.
it's a good advice.
Yes, and as I said before, that, you know, the bad things, of course, you can't, there is no such thing that bad things would not happen to you in life. You have to accept the fact that sometimes bad things can happen and will happen. But I said I would highlight this one more time, that even in the darkest hours, there is some light, and you can find at least one good thing in every situation, and you have to grab it and hold on to it in the most difficult times, and that's how you can go on with your life on the way you want, and how you imagined it, and yes, follow your dreams, follow your feelings, and keep going and keep believing in yourself.
From my point of view, it makes absolutely sense. So at least, which is somehow also a skill, maybe. Yeah. So the young athletes, or young people, young kids, has to develop somehow to be able to extract also something good out of something happened to you, so which is not so good. Yeah. So as you mentioned, that you be able to find at least some light somewhere in the dark. So this has to be also maybe a skill in the future, which has to be developed somehow, or trained in any ways, for younger kids, that there's not only the loss of the game, but somewhere around about these kind of events are also something which has to be grabbed out and say, okay, this is something which helps me for the future.
Exactly. Yeah. Not just the physical strength and stiffness, but the mental stiffness is, and strength is also really important. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So coming to the actual situation for you in Hungary. So you already mentioned that you're coming back to Hungary this year for the upcoming season. What are the goals then for you and your new club then for the next season? So are they playing somewhere around on the top, or somewhere in the middle? So are there any goals from your perspective for this season?
Yes, of course. We've been, of course, talking about this within the team. Just to put the things what happened with this new team in the past, compared to the last season, it's a completely new team, almost completely new team, because three players who played there in the last season remained, but every other player is new from another team. Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult situation for us as players, and for the coaches to help us become a team when we are coming from that many different clubs and different teachings from the other coaches and such things. So it's not an easy situation. Even though this is going on, the players who are playing now in the team with the coaches We are able, I think, the reality is that we are able to be in the best A team at the end of the season in Hungary. When or if everything goes well and on the crucial games we manage to win, I would say that maybe we could reach the fifth or the sixth place, maybe. But then to this to happen, as I said, everything needs to be perfect at the perfect time, at the perfect games, and in the most important games for us, of course. But the reality, let's say, is that we can be for sure in the best eight teams.
Which is, I think, a fair statement, yeah. So as you mentioned, then when there are so many new players, no?
Yes.
Nobody's really playing each other. So only two or three players are remaining. Then it's really a transition season, maybe. Yeah.
Yes, so. And also I would like to mention that it's a relatively young team. So I think we are one of the youngest team in the league right now. With my 30 years old, I'm the second oldest in the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it says also a lot. I started to become old, which is to say, but this is the situation. So yes, but still, I'm saying that the best eight to reach the best eight is a must do for us.
Yeah. So it's then also a challenge for you. Yeah. So to be one of the most, not oldest, but most experienced player.
Yes.
Yes, in most of the cases it's both. Yeah, so
yes.
In the future it's or in the past it's in water polo terms, only point to mention when you are the youngest, maybe, at very early days, and then coming back when you are maybe then the oldest one or the
exactly.
most experienced one. In this case, I would wish you all the best then for these crucial moments, so that everything comes together for the win of these crucial games, and then all the goals and things might happen to you and your team. So before we finished, we have a little, let's say, a quick fire round. That's all called that way, with five questions.
Okay.
So let's see what your answers might be for this. So the first one, maybe I could imagine the answer. So favorite city you lived in? Maybe I'm right with my...
Trieste, I would say.
Oh, okay. So I was not right. So I would guess, imagine that you say Budapest. So it might be too easy then, that case.
I like it, but it's different to live almost my whole life here, which I had the possibility to live there and to have an experience. I really liked the most I liked was Trieste.
Okay. One pre-game ritual you never skip. If there are any, so when you do not have any rituals, it's obsolete.
Maybe listening some music, but it's not strictly a pre-game, but I would say during the game, during the day on the game day. So it's not exactly during the warm-up before the game. Somewhere on the day when we play, for sure I'm listening to some music which I like.
Perfect. If not water polo, which sport would you play? There was no plan to play any other sports.
I would say I wanted to play tennis.
Tennis. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so which is also a good sport to be successful.
Yeah. When I was younger, I think at the age of 10 or something like this, I had some lessons then, and I really enjoyed it. But with the trainings in the water polo, I was not able to have the energy also for the tennis lessons. So why I needed to choose, and I chose of course water polo.
Yeah. So at some point in time, somebody has to choose which direction he will go. Hungarian food or Italian food?
Italian.
Okay. Yeah. So which goes also in the same direction with the city, right? Yeah. So
yes.
Trieste. So then we have the last one. The previous German player, or the the hardest player in Germany you played against. When there are some tough guys in Germany.
There are, of course. You need to help me with this one.
Maybe I'm able to help you.
Yeah. just a sec. he was in, or he is still, I'm not sure, in Duisburg. He was the center, but I don't know the... Winkelhorst, maybe, but he's not German.
Jörn Winkelhorst played for also for Waspo.
He also played for Waspo.
Yeah.
Okay, but in that year when I was playing there, I think he played in.
Okay.
In, I think, but yeah, okay. But I would say he was a tricky one, a tough one. Yes.
Okay. Good. Yeah. So perfect. 5 questions. You're done. Perfect. Yeah. So, again, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us today in the podcast. It was really a pleasure. A lot of fun. Thanks for your insights and details about your history. So it's not already done yet. So you're still active and in Hungary. And we wish you all the best for your new season with the new club. And yeah, hope to see you soon somewhere, maybe then somewhere in the future again in Hanover with your new club in the final four, final eight, whatever.
Yes.
So would be great.
Yes. Thank you very much. The pleasure was mine. Thank you for having me.